Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Christmas is about celebrating. And boy, we know how to celebrate at Watoto Church. You know why we celebrate? Because it's time to tell the whole world there is hope. It may be a pretty miserable world at times, but there's a king who sits in heaven who's got a better plan. And that better plan is revealed through this wonderful, wonderful Jesus. You see, this Jesus that the choir has been singing about is much more than just a baby in a manger. Much more than a great leader, a great prophet, a great teacher. He's the Savior of the world. This Jesus is the one that God the Father sent to the earth to solve our biggest problem, sin. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he paid for the sins of the whole world. He paid for my sin. He paid for your sin. And the only way to receive forgiveness before God is through Jesus Christ, this wonderful Savior of the world. He paid for the sins of the whole world. And you know why he did it? For one reason. He loves us. He passionately loves us. Unconditionally, eternally, he loves us. Whether you understand it, whether you like it, he loves you or not, he loves you. And there's nothing you can do to earn his love. And there's nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. He loves you today. He'll love you tomorrow. He'll love you forever because that's who he is. God is love. That's good news. Jesus is the hope of the world. And of course, no one has changed the story of history and mankind like Jesus. If Jesus had never been born, life and civilization as we know it would not exist. The very best things about life come from Jesus, and the very worst things in life come from hell. And hell wants to get a hold of us and destroy us, but Jesus came to give us life, and he did it through his perfect light. Jesus is the subject of the world's greatest literature, the subject of the most magnificent, breathtaking art. It's the culture and the character of Christ that brings freedom and democracy and civil liberty and economic empowerment. It's the culture of Jesus Christ that ended slavery and the class structure that held back the nations. In a world of racism and tribalism and infanticide and genocide, suicide, when it seems like nobody cares, only Jesus dignifies every single human life. The greatest hospitals, the greatest charities, the greatest orphanages, the greatest schools that this world has ever known, that this nation has known, were found on the culture of Jesus. And we could change our world if we would just begin to live like Jesus taught us to live. To love our neighbor, to be kind, to be gentle, to be good, to be faithful, to be pure, to be generous, to be gracious, to be merciful, to be generous. Oh, if we would just do those things, we could change our world. We wouldn't have to lock our doors at night. Jesus changes nations. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he changes individual people's lives too. And I'm a testimony, and maybe you are too. One by one, hundreds of millions of people over the span of time have been set free and converted from lives of wickedness, debauchery, immorality, sinful selfishness, and they've become better people. Better citizens of their community. You see, mankind, enslaved by passions that corrupt heart and soul and mind, has always embarked on a binge of lust and selfishness, looking for satisfaction, never finding it until you meet Jesus. Jesus really satisfies. And when you come to Him, everything changes. Like Justin. Justin is a martial arts fighter. He gets into a cage so he can beat his opponent into a lifeless pulp or be beaten himself. He grew up a fat, pimple-faced boy who was constantly ridiculed and bullied in school. At the age of 13, he was diagnosed with clinical depression. Every day, he fought with thoughts of suicide. But wrestling was a way out. He was good at it. Eventually, he was asked to join the U.S. Olympic team. But one day, while he was training, he snapped his arm, tore the ligaments in his shoulder, and ended up with severe nerve damage and excruciating pain. And the drugs that the doctor gave him to dull the pain also dulled the emotional pain, the depression that he had been tormented with since he was in primary school. And now he was hooked. The downward spiral into darkness had begun. A friend introduced Justin to mixed martial arts. He became a success. He earned a professional contract. He was on TV. He had fame. He had money. But it ended one day when he was kicked off of one of the world's best fighting teams because of his drug abuse. And it took him into a very dark place. In his own words, "I was a depressed, drunk, drug addict." There were times he was so stoned and drunk that for months he didn't even know where he was. And then another friend invited him to a men's Christian retreat. He didn't expect much, but as he heard the other men talk about their struggles with life and how they had overcome, he was confronted with the love and the healing and the unconditional friendship of Jesus. He was so empty, in such despair, that he cried out to Jesus. And a miracle happened for Justin. Instantly, Holy Spirit changed him. And he was set free from his addiction. Even the desire for drugs evaporated in a flash of grace and mercy. Justin was changed by the power of perfect light. Justin wanted more than wrestling, more than fame or fortune, so he asked God if he could continue fighting. As he slept that very night, he had a vision. He was walking through a jungle, and there were poor, wretched, suffering people all around him. God showed Justin how much he loved those hurting people. And coincidentally, the very same week, he was invited to a missions trip to East Africa. So he flew from Chicago to Entebbe, Uganda, on a missions trip that would change his life. Everywhere he went, he saw need. But when he met the Pygmy people on the border of the Uganda and Congo, he found his purpose in life. Justin spent 5 years living with them and serving the Pygmy people. They adopted him as an honorary Pygmy and gave him the name Efeosa Mbuti. It means the big Pygmy, the man who loves us. Today, Justin runs a charity to bring justice and hope to the Pygmy people in the Congo. Justin went from fighting in a cage to fighting for the forgotten people of the jungle of Central Africa. He went from darkness to light, from hopelessness to joy, from meaninglessness to purpose. Because that's what Jesus does. And nobody can do it like Jesus. For every need that you might have, Jesus is the answer. To the hungry, he is the bread of life. To those in darkness, he is the light of the world. To the sick, he's the great physician. To the thirsty, he is the water of life. To the barren, he is the giver of life. To the weary, he is the burden bearer. To the confused and the perplexed, he is the counselor. To the lonely, he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. To the fearful, he is the king who protects his own. For those who are stressed by the pressures of life, he is the prince of peace. For those who are discouraged, he is the hope of glory. For those who are lost, Jesus is the way. For those who are trapped in bondage, Jesus is the door to freedom. For nations that are in turmoil, he is the king that wants to sit on the throne. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He is our comfort. He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our healer. He is our friend. He's our savior, and he's our soon coming king. He's gonna fix this mess. And nobody can do it like Jesus. Others may abandon you. They may divorce you. They may ignore you. They may mistreat you or forget you or fail you. But Jesus will never let you down. You may have even failed yourself. And you're disappointed with who you are. You may have fallen into soul-crashing habits, into sin that has disabled you and left you alone, lonely, lost, and without hope. But I've come here to tell you tonight in this Christmas story, Jesus is your hope. He loves you. He always will love you, no matter what. And right now, right here, in this place, he offers to you and he offers to me love. Real, eternal, permanent, unconditional, life-transforming love. That's what Christmas is really all about.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.